test.
What's the capacity of this radio show?
7.6 billion.
But if you count both ears, 15.2 billion people, this programme has the capacity to be listened to by.
Welcome to PCP. It's PCP 737. My name's Pete Kogel, and you're going to be listening, if you are going to listen, to 13 tracks of weird and wonderful music. We began with the Polish ambassador. He has his own label. It's called Jumpsuit Records, and he has a few other artists that he releases on that. And that was a track called Shades of Victory, the comic mix. That comes from an album called The Polish Ambassador to Space, brackets the graphic novel soundtrack. And I have some other tracks from... how many do I have? I just have the one other track from Jumpsuit Records a bit later. Absolutely marvellous stuff. Hope you enjoyed that. I have been gigging again this week. I have been out again to see another African band. More about that in a moment. After I went to see Imahan, I've been playing quite a few African bands, listening to some albums. And one of them that's been really getting in my ears is... by an artist, a lady called Azu Tiwalin, or Azu Tiwalin. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that, but this is a track which I really, really like. It comes from an album called Draw Me a Silence. There's a couple of different versions of that available. This is a track called Bebeka.
Thank you.
Pete Kogel.
He's just rocking the table.
Different African sounds there for you. The first was by Azu Tiwalain, a track called Bebeka, comes from the album Draw Me a Silence, which is definitely worth checking out. Really quite minimal, but really quite magical indeed. Really enjoyed that. And then after that we heard Madhu Mokhtar, who's the band I went to see, him and his band of three. The track is called Ibitlan, and I picked that up actually at Sahel Sounds. Now Sahel Sounds, if it rings a memory for you, it's because I played something from Songs for Saharan Cell Phones quite a long time ago now, and that's on that a label, and they have his albums out. They've got three albums out, I think, at the moment. And yeah, very, very good it was too. He was, he's a tall fella. He's a very tall fella. And it's a quite a small venue. So he wasn't quite touching the ceiling, but he wasn't far off. And he honestly, if he'd bounced around a bit, he might have done himself a bit of damage. But yeah, quite the amazing guitar virtuoso, left-handed. Very much a fan of Jimi Hendrix, and of course looks a bit like, you know, Jimi Hendrix in many ways. Not an awful lot of interaction with the crowd, a bit of a different crowd from the Imar Khan bunch that we saw a few weeks ago. And I have to say, I think Imar Khan was a bit more melodic and musical, but equally a great, great crowd. I know they'd been in, there's three venues in the place I went to see called Comedia, and normally he would have played the studio, which is quite a small thing, but he'd moved to the larger venue, and that was good. That was very good indeed, definitely worth it. Really, really enjoyed that. But I was quite deaf at the end of it, even though I do wear earplugs all the time. So very, very loud indeed. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. Right, back to Say Still. I've been playing some tracks from their new album, El Refugio. This is Extra Radio.
Se quemará.
Told you you'd be in a bit of an African mood. That was another one from Jumpsuit Records. The artist is called Yemanjo. And it's come from an album called Fata Morgana. And the track was called The Endless Now, which I rather enjoyed. And then before that, we heard some Brazilian via Berlin krautrock. Say Still. Extra Radio, or Extra Radio, is that particular track from their album El Refugio, which is the one they produced a short while ago. Yes, excellent stuff. Now, let's have something from Saladio Discs, and this is from an artist called, what do they call it? Called Cromatista. From an album called Rampas y Tuneles, and the track is Las Nubes.
Dare you.
Thank you.
Evocative. That was Dva Deriva and the track called Wind in the Desert, and that comes from an album on Sideline magazine, which have their presence at Bandcamp. It comes from an album called Electronic Resistance, a dark wave post-punk compilation from the Ukrainian underground, and that is rather excellent. So that is a track from that. You can go and buy that if you want to, and the money goes to the Ukrainians, of course. And before that, we heard Cromatista with a track called Las Nubes on Saladio discs. S-A-L-L-A-D-I-L-L-O from an album called Rampas y Túneles. Rather good. Here's something. Well, here's a track you might know, but it's by Crazy Baldhead. No, not me.
Yes, you can't get away from it.
Pede pão.
got two tracks for you. The first was by Crazy Baldhead, which is not me in any way, shape or form. Otherwise, I might be crazy and a baldhead. That's from Happy People Records. And, of course, it was No Fun. That was a single that just came out recently. And then after that, we heard Sane. We have played him before. From an album called, I'm not going to pronounce this, Rijek, or Rijek, R-I-J-E-C, and then the C has got one of those, well, I'm not sure what you call it, but it's sort of an up, like a V above it, you know, it's sort of a, yeah, I'm not very good with languages, as you can probably tell, yeah, so, yeah, very good track anyway. Next track is from a Mouflon Dub Sound System. This came out on Dubophonic Records. It comes from an album called Mock, which apparently stands for power in Polish. And the track is called Journey Goes Dub.
is your name?
Pete Kogel.
What is your quest?
PC Podcast.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Right, off you go.
Single that just came out recently on Gravitas Recordings. The artist is called Hello Yes, and the track is called Mooncloud, which I rather enjoyed. And then before that, we heard Mouflon Dub Sound System with Journey Goes Dub from the album Muck, which is rather nice, and I hope you enjoyed that. Right, here's a track I've been sort of putting off playing for a while. Don't know why, so let's just play it now. The artist is called Irony, the track is called Grey Sky, and it comes to us from Inunct Music. And it's from the Grey Sky EP. We'll be right back. That was Irony. No, honestly, that is the title of the artist, Irony. And the track is called Grey Sky. It comes from an EP called the Grey Sky EP, which there are more than one track. Oninunct Music, I-N-U-N-C-T, which is rather nice. I've been sort of sitting on that one for a little while. I've got one last track. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast so far. It's the Rock Podcast this week, so if you haven't already listened to it, head over to the Dub Zone. It's also available at pkogle.com, where we have Dub Zone 245, I think, which is the last of the normal shows for the last year. I don't mean as in all of 2022. I just mean for the period 2021-2022. After that, the next month, it's going to be our 15th anniversary Dub Selector. 15 years. Can't believe that. But it's been an awful long time for this podcast as well. As you well know. As you well know. Anyway, this is Careful Handling, which is from an album. That's the artist, by the way. The track's called Can't Explain. I picked this up at Bandcamp. It comes from an album, or an EP, or a single, possibly. Can't Explain and Muse. So maybe I'll play Muse a bit later. Maybe I won't. Depends on the Muse, really. See you soon, folks.
Nothing I can say. Really surprised they didn't put us on first in the first place, because we don't actually have a drummer with us
or a
bassist, which
is often a problem.
A bit unorthodox, I would say. You know,
well, it wouldn't be quite as unorthodox as just having a drummer and a bassist.
That would be drum and bass.
That would be drum and bass. PC Podcast.